What was the injury like? How did it happen? Non-contact drill. Let's bring in an expert on all of that, Dr. David Argo, Beacon Sports and Orthopedic Medicine. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Ken.
It seems as though there was no artery damage to Teddy Bridgewater, and it seems like the nerve is okay, so it's not as bad as it would have been or could have been, right?
Right. So when you have a knee dislocation, that's where the tibia, which is the lower bone in the leg, and the femur, the top bone in the knee, they come apart, basically, and the tibia will slide out from under the femur, either forward or backwards. In order to do that, it has to tear at least two and sometimes three ligaments in the knee. Everybody's heard of the ACL.
Mm-hmm.
The anterior cruciate ligament, which is the ACL, is in front of, but it's dead center in the center of the knee, but there's a posterior cruciate ligament too.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them cruciates because they cross.
Mm-hmm.
Cruciate cross. And in order for the tibia to come out from under the femur, it has to tear both of those ligaments.
So you've got at least the ACL and the PCL that is probably torn. Now, there are ligaments that stabilize the side of the knee. One is called the MCL. I don't know what the other one is. But probably there's damage there, too, I would think, if the knee is moving that way.
Absolutely. The lateral collateral ligament or the fibular collateral ligament, depending on who you read. But those are the two on the outside, the medial collateral and the lateral collateral. And collateral means outside, so they're the outside parts of the knee. And when that dislocation occurs, oftentimes you tear all four of the major ligaments. But the dangerous part is that the major blood vessel that supplies the rest of the leg, it's about the size of your index finger that goes down behind the knee.
Mm-hmm.
That vessel is there, along the artery's there, the nerve's there, and the vein is there. If that comes out and traps that vessel or the nerve, you could lose your leg. It's a automatic right now emergency to get that thing seen into the hospital. And it sounds like they had the right people at the sideline and got into the hospital perfectly so that they, saved his leg, the nerve and the artery are okay.
All right, so all of that happened, and it's gruesome, and it's dislocated. What are they doing with Teddy Bridgewater right now? You can't just go in and fix it when it happens. There has to be a period of time before you can actually go in and surgically repair this, right?
Right. They usually wait until he gets full range of motion, gets all the swelling out of the knee, and just let the muscles and everything calm down so that if you go in and do it right away, a lot of times it can develop this hypertrophic scar tissue that limits motion down the road. So if you let everything calm down, let the swelling get down, gentle rehab just to keep his motion, and then go in and do a reconstruction. It's a major, major reconstruction.
Now, we went through this, or not quite to this level, but Carson Palmer went through knee surgery and came back, I think, within 8 or 9 months, maybe 10 months. He was there for the first preseason game following that injury in January. This seems a little bit more devastating than what Palmer had. Am I right?
It is. Palmer had his knee subluxed enough, but it didn't fully dislocate. So some of the major stabilizing ligaments were still intact. I think Carson tore his ACL and his MCL, but his PCL was okay and his LCL was okay. But with a total knee dislocation, what they're describing with Teddy, is it would be, having not seen his MRI and examined him, but that kind of dislocation, I tell my patients, it's a year before you even think about doing anything competitive, and then you start building your strength up. And, I hate to predict, but I'd say a year and a half before full recovery.
Right, which is probably why they went out and they spent what they had to spend to get Sam Bradford in a quarterback that team. We're chatting with Dr. David Argo, Beacon Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Can you take the ligament that's been torn and fix it? Are we talking, they got to go to a cadaver? Do they harvest something from outside the body? How do they actually fix this?
Well, usually when you have multiple ligaments, there's too many of them torn to take the patient's own tendons or ligaments. So they usually use a cadaver. And I think that's what Carson had, too. He had a cadaver ligaments done for him. So that's the other thing. You got to make sure you get the right tissue, the right quality. It's a major, major reconstruction that's done. He's gonna have some tough rehab ahead of him.
So the surgery would be done. Let's just say everything calms down in the next couple 3 weeks. he has it done then in towards the end of September. The rehab on this begins immediately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right away the rehab will start with mainly just trying to get the muscles to come back, the quadricep muscles and the hamstrings, because those are the protective muscles of the knee, and they'll actually help with the healing process because they'll take the load off the way the knee would shift. You have strong quads and strong hamstrings. Again, that's Teddy. I mean, his advantage here is that he's, I think, 23 years old. He's built like a truck. He's got quads and hamstrings that any lineman would love to have. And so he's got a great opportunity to rehab this thing and get back.
A year and a half, but that's for you, that's for me, that's for somebody that maybe plays tennis or plays golf, not an elite athlete. So there's that timetable. How can this happen? It was a non-contact play. It sounds like he was putting one foot in front of the other. How would something like that happen?
Well, in orthopedics, it's taking the cliche of the perfect storm, where the body is going one direction, he's firing those powerful muscles in a different direction, and then it's being stretched all at the same time. It's the perfect torque, the perfect force, and the perfect angle. All have to be, like I say, the perfect storm has to happen. But, I've seen this in a soccer player who's running down the field with the ball and decides just to make a little turn, and it happened. I've had football players go up for a pass, and they're about to take off to leap up and grab the pass, and it dislocates their knee right there on the, in front of them on the sideline.
Yeah, it's amazing. If this, I'm old enough, you're old enough to remember, if this happened 25 years ago, this guy's not playing another down of football. It's right. Amazing, really. I mean, the strides that have been made medically, particularly with this kind of injury. In baseball, it's the elbow reconstruction since 1975, 74. But this particular injury, go back to 1990, and I know we've had players that have played on two reconstructed knees. And we had a kid in this town, nice guy now, Kevin Walker, played on two reconstructed knees with the Bengals. And I know that's one thing. This, 25 years ago, Teddy Bridgewater is moving on to what else he's going to do in life, right?
Yeah, 25 years ago, they would have probably put him in a cast. And he would have just destabilized his knee, and he'd been that way for, 4 to 6 weeks, and then his knee would be extremely stiff, and, like you say, his football career would be over. He'd be selling cars.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You hate to say someone's lucky, but he's fortunate to have this occur at this point. He's young, he's healthy, and the science that we have now in orthopedics is amazing. They will probably supplement his surgery with either platelets or stem cells. Those are the kind of things that we're doing at Beacon, where we do an ACL reconstruction, just a straightforward. We'll put PRP or platelet-rich plasma in, or even stem cells to help augment the repair. And we've seen faster recoveries, less swelling, less pain by doing that. It's that whole regenerative medicine thing that we at Beacon have really embraced.
Yeah. Okay, Doc, good stuff. Dr. David Argo, thank you.
Thank you, buddy.